where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Middlesex OPP are asking for help to locate a missing 92-year-old woman who has not been seen since 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police say Marilyn, whose last name wasn't shared, left her residence in Adelaide Metcalf in her vehicle and has not returned home. The vehicle is a gray 2003 Buick Regal with Ontario license plate BAMZ838. Anyone who has seen the vehicle or who has information on her whereabouts is asked to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Lambton Public Health is still waiting to hear back from nearly 4,000 students. The health unit started mailing out suspension notices on Friday to both elementary and secondary students who have not provided updated immunization records. Lambton Public Health says there are a total of 3,947 students who face suspension if records are not brought up to date. Parents can also file for an exemption. Suspension orders for elementary students will take effect on Tuesday, March 5th, and on Tuesday, March 28th for secondary students. Hydro One is making a number of commitments in the construction of the St. Clair transmission line, assuring the public that they are taking their feedback into consideration. Stephanie Schaffs has details.
In a recent update, Hydro One says they've reached the important stage in the planning of the transmission project that will address the forecasted energy demand and growth in Southwest Ontario. The utility submitted its final environmental study report and statement of completion to the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks on Monday. It includes measures the utility intends to use to minimize negative effects on the environment and the residents along the transmission route. Hydro One also plans to take steps to limit the impact on woodlands, wetlands, and wildlife, including replacing hedgerows and windbreaks with compatible vegetation after construction.
The proposed double-circuit transmission line is expected to be in service in 2028. The City of Sarnia is looking for public input on its Crossing Guard program. A survey is available until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, February 21st. Manager of Development and Transportation, Alistair Brown, says the city normally had the Crossing Guard program through a third party, but this year it's in-house.
We did put out a tender for a new service provider, and we were faced with a substantial increase in the cost of delivering the service.
The review will look at the safety needs of pedestrians while ensuring the most efficient utilization of taxpayer resources. And former U.S. President Donald Trump does not have immunity from charges that he plotted to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The Federal Appeals Court delivered the ruling today. The decision from a three-judge panel brings Trump a step closer to an unprecedented criminal trial in relation to the January 6th case. Sunny this afternoon, high of plus 4, clear tonight, a low of minus 5 with an overnight wind chill of minus 9. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.